Hello and welcome to Nebraska Prep Zone Report, a podcast from the World Herald. We are sponsored today, as always, by the wonderful MD West One, Nebraska's most advanced sports medicine, orthopedics, neurosurgery, and spine care, covering greater Omaha for over 70 years. I'm your host, Jake Anderson. Joining me on my left, Mike Sauter. It's a Monday morning. We are in the studio. This feels strange.
Yeah, we normally don't record these on Mondays. But a lot happened, lots going on, so we just wanted to get it out of the way, I think, right?
Yeah, get the necessary information to the people. Let's kick it right off. Creighton Prep had a busy weekend, lost to Westside on Friday.
They didn't just lose to Westside.
They got,
yeah.
That was a bad loss to a rival, but they come back and beat a good Benson team.
Yeah, and it was a close game, and Benson, I was there. Benson had every opportunity, I would say, to win the game. That's what you're going to get with Prep, I think, though, is they're an inexperienced or young team in some areas, and definitely inexperienced but young in some areas. And that's what you're just going to get. I mean, you're going to get really good games. You're going to get really bad games. You're going to maybe not get two in a row that fit. You know, I think Brendan Buckley is a guy for Prep that's had a really nice run here. He had a good game on Saturday. Marcus Shakir basically almost single-handedly won the game for Benson. He had 29 points. He's uber talented and finally kind of seeing the court this year. He's been a summer kind of AAU star, and now he's finally putting it together off the court in order to be on the court in the winter here. So had a great game, hit a couple of deep threes. Prep really couldn't guard him. And then same thing on Westside, Jaden Booth, he had a pretty nice weekend too for them. So
yeah, he became Westside's all-time leader for points.
Right.
He now has 1,000. Well, after Friday's game, it was 1,246, and then he added on to that Saturday night.
Yeah, it's Saturday. I think he had 20 something. But against, again, a rivalry game, packed gym. He has 31. He seems to do that in big games like that in big environments. I remember, you know, last year the last 2 years in their district finals, one at Bellevue West 2 years ago, and then last year against Miller North, he had big games and made some big clutch shots. So kind of gets up for those big games, and pretty nice Friday night to beat Prep scoring 31.
Our Steve Bidek was at the game. He said at one point Booth pulled up from 30 feet and just drained it.
Yeah, especially with him, when he's feeling it's a good thing.
Yeah. Our next piece of news here, Millard South senior Matty Kroll injured her ankle on Saturday.
On Saturday, I guess, evening, they played at the Mid-America Center in the MAC shootout, and she played basically not really all of a quarter. I didn't get there until halftime. When I walk in, she's on crutches with ice on her ankle / foot, and I was like, whoa, what's going on? But it turns out after talking to some people, just a pretty bad ankle sprain, no broken bone, which is awesome.
Yes.
Gonna miss some time, undetermined amount of time. I'm guessing it'll probably be a week or two, probably. They're really talented, and they still won the game by a lot, beat a pretty nice Lewis Central team. Missing her, yes, it's bad. But it also gives an opportunity for some of those talented freshmen at Millard South to kind of jump up and get some more minutes and see what their medal is worth. So
they have the depth to make up for it, and they won't need to rush her back.
Their ultimate goal is obviously a state title, and if they happen to slip up and lose a game without her, then oh well.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure that's going to happen.
Best worst case scenario there for Millard
probably
South.
Best case scenario is probably miss a week and a half or two. Mm-hmm. The worst case scenario is she's out for a month and a half. I don't know if that will happen.
But so it sounds like she'll be back relatively soon. Also at that MAC shootout, Thomas Fadone.
Yeah,
dual sports star.
I wanted to go to the MAC shootout because I wanted to see a couple things. One, Millard South girls are really good and fun to watch. So I wanted to see them. And then I wanted to see Lewis Central played the boys game. Lewis Central played Millard South. Millard South ends up winning. Trevor Albert has 8 blocks in that game, sets a school record. But Thomas Fedoni, he's the tight end, junior tight end for Lewis Central. I just wanted to see him play basketball. You know, he has all these offers from everyone, LSU, Nebraska, Iowa, Georgia, I think Tennessee.
His stock is going up right now.
He's got about 15 to 20. And I wanted to see him just play basketball because it's cool to see good athletes. He is uber athletic. Not the best basketball player, but he is way athletic. It's kind of fun to watch him kind of just run up and down the court. Him and Logan Jones, the defensive tackle that's headed to Iowa. And Logan can shoot a little bit. So those guys in like a basketball jersey are you can tell they're pretty high-level athletes, let's say that.
Yeah. Also, at the Max Shootout, another note here, Abraham Lincoln's under-the-radar star, Josh Dix.
Yeah, Josh Dix is a sophomore. I'm guessing, I guess I'd call him more of a two or shooting guard, probably more of a wing. He can play some point. He did a little bit. He was matched up. Chucky Hepburn was guarding him, and he handled himself pretty well. Chucky was guarding him some of the time, not all the time. He handled himself pretty well. He's a nice player, has a South Dakota State offer. Other kind of Summit League-ish schools are interested, or regional schools are interested right now. I'll have more on him later this week, but he's a guy to keep an eye on in this kind of area that potentially could start gaining some recruiting momentum as this summer and the end of the season rolls on.
We're looking forward to seeing what that report is on him. Shifting over to girls basketball, one of the games of the weekend.
Yeah.
Lincoln East at Fremont. The Spartans went on the road,
right,
rallied, beat the Tigers, outscored them 21-6 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. And Lincoln East is really good. Like we said, I think last week we talked about
it.
But they're really good. Fremont's really good. Taylor McCabe has 21 in that game. Just couldn't close the deal, I guess. I mean, they were leading the whole game, felt like. So it's not a super surprising score, but going there on the road, and I know that gym can be tough to play in if it's loud and there's, you know, kids there and that. As far as student section, it can be tough. So that's a pretty impressive win for Lincoln East this week.
Yeah, and especially when you win the fourth quarter on the road against a good team, in that way.
Yeah, that's pretty phenomenal.
We'll take a break here before we preview the week ahead for a message from our sponsor, MD West One.
As the official team doctors for high school and college teams across Greater Omaha, MD West One Sports Med Doctors can get you back into the game stronger than ever. Meet the Sports Med team at MDWestOne.com or call 402-390-4111.
Thanks again to MD West One. You can find them at MDWestOne.com. Let's look ahead at this busy week, jam-packed of games. Starts off Thursday, Bellevue West at Lincoln Pius X. This could be a showcase game
for
Pius.
Pius is undefeated, but, you know, who have they played, in quotes, I guess I say.
Yeah.
And Bellevue West goes to Pius. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people there to watch the game. That gym can be a really tough place to play. We'll see. I mean, Bellevue West has to play better. The whole season they haven't. It feels like they just haven't put it together enough. Yes, they have a winning record. Yes, they had, you know, are ranked top five or whatever it is.
Chucky Hepburn missed some time.
All of those things are great, but just it feels like there's more. Like, it feels like there's more to be had from that team. Guys like Frankie Fiddler and Lewis Fiddler need to kind of step up and play a little harder, better, all those things. Chucky, if he doesn't score 24, 25 points a game, then they're not going to win. Well, they have other talented guys. Mm-hmm. John Shanklin is a Division II basketball player. He needs to be a little bit better and be more aggressive. They need to get something from David Noir. Trey Hepburn needs something offensively. They need to get something there too. And Josiah Dulcer needs to somehow get himself from not playing to playing. He's the next kind of freshman there, and I know he's playing behind a bunch of upperclassmen, and in particular Chucky, but he's talented. It's just a matter of, like, how does he, and defensively he needs to be better, and that's how he can get on the court. So I think it'll be a great game. I think it'll be a really good game, good environment. Have a feeling Bellevue West coming in as like an underdog mentality, which they haven't been the last couple of years. Maybe that changes a little bit for them, but it should be a fun game. I expect it to be a close game. It's a really tough, good test for Pius to see just how good they are.
What do they need to do to win?
Pius? Just do what they do, right? Really, I mean, you don't need they can have Colby Rod as their leading scorer, but if he only scores 10, they're still good because the two Hoibergs are good enough. They have some size. It's their system is really great, and Coach Spica does an awesome job. So for them to win is just do what you do. There's nothing crazy. They don't need to change anything. They don't really have position. There's not technically point guards and stuff like that. It's just not a thing. So I think just doing what they do, and I think they'll be pretty much just fine. I expect it to be a close game. I would give maybe Pius a little bit of an edge just because it's a home game.
Yeah. Bellevue West tough week continues. The Thunderbirds also play at Omaha Westside on Friday night.
Right, and a matchup of great guards. Well, Westside, that's all I really have is guards. matchup of great guards in that one, and obviously at Westside, I expect a pretty loud, raucous environment that Bellevue West is going to play. That's a pretty tough week for them. I'd expect a nice, close game. Another thing on Friday is Oakland Craig boys and BRLD boys play each other in a C2 game matchup that is a very good matchup. Rivalry game, don't like each other that much. Yeah. And the girls game before that, both teams are undefeated. So that's something on Friday to keep an eye out for, too.
Another doubleheader on Friday. Millard North, boys and girls, traveling to Papillion La Vista.
Right.
Gretna gave the Mustangs, the boys team, a bit of a scare this weekend.
Right, yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how Millard North responds, playing a tough Papio team.
Papio team that just went to North Star and beat North Star with Donovan Williams. So Papillion's pretty good. Like, they're definitely in that mix. I think Stu has them rated 9th or something. I think they're probably a tick better than that. And they're guard. They're unknown guards is what I call them. Joey Highlock, Owen McLaughlin have been really good for them all year. Then they have some youth in Ingerson and Lindenmeyer. So Coach Moore does a good job. They won 4 games last year, and this year they're on the cusp or precipice of potentially making a state tournament run.
Yeah, and then shifting.
Oh yeah, the girls' side. Sorry, yes. Miller North Papio. That's an intriguing matchup. Two teams that are pretty successful and were really good last year that lost key pieces but returned some key pieces. So, that'll be a good game. That's a nice doubleheader there. Actually, if you want to go to Papillion on Friday night,
well, that's where I'm going to be.
Are you?
Shifting gears to Saturday, we got a couple more games there. Another one with Millard North, another test for them against Creighton Prep.
Rematch of that's a 7 p.m. game, so should be a nice crowd there on Saturday night. Rematch of the Metro Tournament Final. I'm expecting a pretty loud environment for that one. It'll be probably a packed house and a lot of Creighton Prep fans there, I guess you could say. The Birdcage probably will be rocking that night, I'm guessing.
And then we also have Omaha South at Benson, another tough game. Two teams don't like each other.
2:45 afternoon game. When I think South Benson, I think of the battle between Cam Williams and Kyrie Thomas. Again, it was a 2:45 game. It was at Benson. I was there. This is 5-6 years ago, and the two just traded buckets. Everyone got out of the way, and they just had a one-on-one game. It was awesome. It went to overtime. I think South ended up winning. I can't remember, but I know both of them. Cam Williams had over 30. Kyrie Thomas had over 30, and they're both guarding each other. It was so fun. One I don't think will have that kind of one-on-one duel, but two teams that know each other really well. Coach Fan at Benson was at South for a couple years before coming to for more than a couple years before taking over at Benson. So pretty nice matchup there for that one.
Yeah, and then a decent matchup on the girls' side on Saturday night. Omaha.
West Side, and who are they playing? Come on, Jake.
We got a little block on our screen here. We'll have to
Lincoln East.
Cut this.
So West Side, Lincoln East. I think that'll be again two good teams, really good guard play. Bovard and Kugler at East, and then. What can't I think of her name? Ella Wiedegren and Jasmine McGinnis Taylor, the post for West Side. That's a fun matchup. It'll be a game of pace. East plays fast, and we'll see if West Side can maybe slow that down a little bit to take advantage of Jasmine's kind of height in the middle.
Very strong weekend of games. If you're looking for basketball games to go to, just check the high school schedule. Fantastic games all weekend. And keep an eye out on Mike Sauter's Twitter feed, at Mike Sauter OWH, as well as anyprepzone.com. He'll have some fantastic content throughout the week. Until next time, thanks for listening.